This morning, a mystery about Jesus. I want everyone to relax, get your mantle in your hand. Because this mystery and this agreement, covenant with Jesus Christ has to be established in peace and rest. Oh. Everyone just keep looking at him there. I know you like to see me. I'm so pretty, but it's a whole lot better if you just, oh, look at Jesus there. Oh, let me do the speaking. You can see him. He's a whole lot prettier than I am. Oh, oh, and it'd be fine if you could look at me and look at Jesus too, but most of us are not in that way yet. So what I do is just look at him and just gradually open my eyes and get to where you can look at me and him too. And then you'll have it made, all right? A mystery of Jesus spoken in the scriptures. We are now ready by the Spirit to unfold. He shall not strive nor cry judgment in the streets, till in death and suffering he brings judgment unto victory. A mystery of Jesus spoken in the scripture. We are now ready by the Spirit to unfold. He shall not strive nor cry judgment in the street, till in death and suffering he brings judgment unto victory. Oh, the judgments of God revealed in the scriptures, promised to the wicked, or something to behold. Judgment of fire, disease and destruction, terror and fear makes your blood run cold. But our love in Jesus, in grace for the obedient, turn all judgments into victories for us. Turn on wrath on earth and in heaven. By his suffering and pain into glory for us. All the judgments of God revealed for the wicked, every one of them, Jesus by his suffering on earth, on the cross, out in the desert 40 days and 40 nights, in the Garden of Gethsemane, on the cross, in his four sufferings in heaven, turned all the judgments of God into victories for you and I. Everything revealed there is a judgment in the scriptures is turned around and glorified and is used on us as a blessing. The fire of God reserved for the wicked through Jesus Christ is turned into a grace fire in his blood and in his flesh and in his breath, in which every living thing hath died, that he saturates our blood, our flesh, and our body with. Oh. He did not rest. Love working in him. Love, grace, moving compassion in his heart. Till for the obedient he changed judgment, judgment into victory for us the obedient. Ooh, ooh. A bruisery, not break. Smoking flax, not quenching. Till he offers them victory for judgment. He's not willing that any should perish, but turn from their way and turn to his love. Oh, ah, oh, 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 oh. It becomes very plain in God's sight. And in years, as you begin to have your eyes opened, why he must bring judgment and terror upon you first? Because you've been raised in a society to where you take advantage of love. And you get the idea in your mind, if love has shown you, that leaves you free to go ahead and do what you want to. And that kind of love destroys you. That kind of love will destroy your children. It has destroyed many of your children. Satan whispers in your heart and says, I love them so much, I don't want to punish them. I don't want to whip them. I don't want to discipline them. I just love the little angels too much. So I just won't make them straighten out, won't try to help them. And you turn them into regular demons. They take advantage of love, walk on you, and it destroys them. And then out in the world, either the law has to judge them, or God has to judge them, and they don't know what real love is. Oh. So God has to move on you and change your idea of love by setting his judgment fire before you and say, now that's where you're going if you don't turn to me. Because he said, I love judgment. The judgment is what perfects my people in my love and keeps them out of that old syrupy voice of Satan, which is fleshly love, and keeps them safe. Ooh, 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 ooh. No temptation that's offered you by Satan and the world. In his love suffering made you a way to escape. No disease that strikes you, no oppression in your mind that he has not destroyed in love suffering for you. Joel's army of locusts that destroys the whole earth chews up the wicked on the ground and in the air. Crawls in every window, chews them up in their bed. Chews up their flesh, chews up their blood. Now that's the judgment reserved for the wicked in the last day. Joel army of locusts. He prophesied it. He said they'll chew up the whole earth. The wicked will not escape. Said they'll chew on every wall and in the air. Said they'll even go through the windows. Chew them up while they're in the bed. Oh. But Jesus is trying to turn that Joel's army of judgment locusts for his obedience into one of the greatest blessings you'll ever receive in your life. You're getting ready to receive it now. Oh. Resting here in New Jerusalem before the throne, everyone listen. On a sea of glass, we find Joel's army, in which every living thing hath died. We find it in the form of his blood and his flesh and his breath, chewing up all of our enemies from our feet to our head. Oh. Chewing in our bloodstream, chewing in our flesh, oh, chewing all the way from the bottom of our feet, top of our head, chewing up and destroying diseases, chewing up and destroying weaknesses, chewing up and destroying all forms of sickness, all forms of anything that can bother us. Oh. Let me sing it and listen to it, and then we'll start, all right? Resting in your Jerusalem before the throne on the sea of glass, we find Joel's army, which every living thing died, in the form of his blood, his body, and his breath, chewing up all our enemies from our feet to our head. So take your mantle, oh, by faith in his blood, oh, and start at your feet, moving slowly to your head, oh, breathe in your confession, every living thing hath died. Oh, start back at your feet now. Move slowly. Every living thing hath died. And feel the fiery blood and the fiery flesh breathe all through you in breaths of love. Oh. That meant, did you, Brother Josh? You stick around, you'll find out a lot of things you didn't know. Oh, let's start at the bottom of our feet again now, real slowly. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, your fiery blood, your fiery flesh, fiery breath of the Holy Ghost, in which every living thing hath died, hath chewed up all diseases in my blood and flesh. In my leg, oh, hath chewed up every living thing, oh, in my thigh and hips, oh, hath chewed up all diseases, oh, in my stomach, oh, come on now, do it with me in your stomach, get in your stomach, dollar, oh, oh, hath chewed up every living thing, in my lungs, in my heart. Oh, oh, every living thing. Oh, oh, oh. I chewed up every living thing in my throat. Oh. In my face, in my mouth, in my eyes, in my mind, in my head. Oh, 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 oh. Now you have a taste of his love and his grace that turned judgment into victory for you. He makes the yoke easy and the burden so light if in obedience of faith you carry his light. So take your mantle, my faith in your hand, and start at your feet, moving slowly to your head. Breathing your confession, every living thing at thine. Feel his fiery blood, fiery flesh. Breathe all through you, breath of love. It felt so good, it made you so clean. So now, in obedience, do it again. Start at your feet, move slowly up your legs. Until your body turns in to the glorified blood, and the glorified flesh moves all in your body, and the power of his grace is established in love. Every living thing hath died in my feet. Every living thing hath died in my hips. Every living thing hath died in my stomach. Every living thing hath died in my heart. Every living thing hath died in my lungs. Every living thing hath died in my throat, my face, my head, every living thing hath died. Oh, ah. Judgment on the victory. What had become judgment? Under the wicked had become victory for you through Jesus Christ. turning everything upon the enemies of your flesh, your mind, your body, and your spirit, Satan and all of his workings, and destroying them. Oh. Oh. One of the covenants, one of the agreements that our Lord Jesus had with our Father, they made together, said, we shall spare judgment on the obedient, and we shall make it complete destruction upon the wicked. How shall we do it? Jesus said. He said, one man must be offered as a sacrifice forever. Oh! And that one man must give himself in love, so that that love of his suffering will turn all judgment into glorified love for the obedient. And Jesus said, here I am. A body hast thou prepared me, and I offer unto you the most excellent sacrifice of all of your people. I offer unto you my body of your son. Oh! And the father wept. He said, I cannot refuse it. One of my laws is that when you offer in love a sacrifice of your lips, I must accept it. I must let you do what you won't do because you've given it in love, and I must reward you. Oh, God, I'm a just God that pays his debts, and I must reward you. Said, I'll let you suffer, and I'll suffer with you till you bring forth judgment unto victory. And said, your reward is that you're one with me, and I give unto you the possession of heaven and earth for your kingdom. Oh, 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 oh. Where you get all these things, Brother Pruitt? They written there, all in the Old Testament, all in the New Testament. All of it there, all those words you never did understand, and you talked through religion and you thought you knew all about them, there they are revealed. Right there, just as plain as day, simplistic. Oh. Since you've learned the secret of his blood, flesh, and breath, you'll feel them working as you sleep in your bed, as you go about your day in obedience of faith. Something attacks you, they'll chew it up quickly. Oh, flutter and chew in your breath, and you breathe them inside you, and they flutter around and quiver all in you. Then they do it again. Just taking a deep breath while you're smiting your breath with your mantle. Feel them begin to chew all inside you. Thank you. Now you understand what the old prophet said when he said threads of glory, threads of his love, threads of his spirit, even in my bed, silver threads, even in my head. Oh, 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 oh. Weakness in your body may try to arise. Pause for a little while and close your eyes. Whisper, Lord Jesus, this weakness hath thine, and feel the crawling of glory and strength revive. Ooh, 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 ooh. Disease may attack you, your body to destroy. Pause for a little while, close your eyes. Whisper, Lord Jesus, this disease hath thine. Feel the locust of glory crawl all inside. Ooh. Crawl all inside. Chew up your disease. Leave your body healed, shivering in his health. To establish your faith, breathe hath been healed. Wipe with your mantle from feet to head. Ooh. Oh, do it now. Don't sit there. Start at your feet. Oh, 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 oh. Now I'll tell you a secret, if you'll listen to me. Take your mantle with you to bed, and as you go to sleep, wipe slowly from feet to head, and sleep in his threads of glory, running from feet to head. You'll fulfilled in you will be. The word spoken, the prophets of old. It's good to breathe the morning breath in Zion. The earth of heaven has visited me in the night. Oh, oh, oh. Listen now. Headaches may attack you, all in your head. Pause for a little while and close your eyes. Whisper, Lord Jesus, this headache hath died. Feel the fluttering of glory move all in your head. Ooh. Crawl all inside. Chew up your headache. Leave it free, shivering in hell. To establish your faith, breathe headache at thine. Jiggle with your mantle all over your head. Oh, 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 headache hath thine. Headache hath thine. I know you're a little drunk, but let's finish it. Ooh. Get it on tape to where you can just go over it and over and over. Ooh, until those threads of glory just move in you. Thoughts in your minds. You don't know whether Satan or God. Pause for a little while and close your eyes. Whisper, Lord Jesus, all false thoughts hath thine. Smite gently with a mantle, all evil thoughts are gone. Oh. Listen to this, it'll establish you in a sure ministry of grace to where you never get the wrong voice of the Lord. You actually, by faith in the blood and the body and the breath of Jesus Christ, that finished work, you destroy the thoughts of Satan out of your life and many other things if you'll just do it. Oh, hath been destroyed. Oh. Listen again. Voices in your spirit. You don't know Satan or God. Pause for a little while. Close your eyes. Whisper, Lord Jesus, all false voices at thine. Smite gently with a mantle, all false voices gone. Look at me, smite right down here. Oh. Right down there. Oh. Right down there where that anointing is. There's where he slips in. Right there. Right there where he slips in. And he tells you he's God. Slips right in there and tells you he's God. Oh. That little sly voice of the snake. The one which was developed in you through religion. Slips in there and says, I'm God. You know you ought not to do this and you ought not to do that. And you ought to tell other folks they ought not to do that. Makes you feel real good. He hath been destroyed. And you don't ever know. You get two voices in there sometime, two or three, and you don't know which is God and which is Satan. Listen, Joel's army's already left him desolate, too. The fiery blood and the fiery flesh and the fiery breath of Jesus Christ hath destroyed him. To establish your life in one voice of his grace. Everyone listen now. Take your mantle and look on his face. Whisper, Lord Jesus, all false voices at thine. Smite gently with your mantle from spirit to your head. Oh, start right down there to spirit. Go all the way up to your head. All false voices have died. Oh, the fire of your blood and the fire of your flesh hath destroyed all false voices in my spirit, in my mind. Oh, oh, oh. Now we're fixing to tackle one of the most deceitful things of Satan in your life. Is everyone listening at me now? Unbelief. You know, every one of you know, that every word of God is true. But do you know how he tricks you in not making them work in your life? How many of you know? He gets you to striving with them, Sister Bledsoe. Get you to quoting them. Get you to trying to make them work, doesn't he? Oh. Oh, and he gets you in such a mess till you say, well, maybe that's not even for me. Are you familiar with, how many of you are familiar with that spirit? All right, now. The way to deal with unbelief. Unbelief is a spirit of Satan. It is a blocking spirit. It's called a blinding spirit. He puts a blinding on your mind and your heart to where you try to make the word of God work, and he throws striving on you to make it of no effect. Listen to it. Get ready. Ooh, I love this one. That stops all of you sitting up there glaring at me. Oh, trying to make what I say work. And you can just smite with metal, all unbelief's gone, and you just soak it up like a sponge, and right there in the seat, you get healed, you get delivered. We're free to go on to another teaching. Don't even have to form great big old prayer lines and all of that. Let me tell you something. Did you know that one of the greatest works that Moses did? I know parted the Red Sea. I know he slayed thousands and thousands of Egyptians. I know he done many miracles, mighty wonders, but did you know the thing that he was remembered for in the world? Was the miracle of the sacrifice. He took 3 million Israelites that had been in bondage, slaves there in Egypt, filled with all sorts of disease, leprosy, venereal disease. They had prostituted themselves to the Egyptian, male and female, filled with all sorts of unbelief. And he took them in obedience to God and brought them to that sacrifice there before the holiest of holies, and he turned them in to 3 million healthy people that moved through that desert. Absolutely. And they even got so healthy until they had their children in God's order. They just birth them on a verse 2, get up and wipe them before the sacrifice and move right on. And that was a miracle to the heathens. And they tried their best to repeat it. Of course, they didn't have the holiest of holies before them, but they'd catch them antelopes and everything else and go to slaughtering them and sacrifice them, dancing around them, trying to make it work, and the more they danced, the more it destroyed them, of course. But they knew, the world knew, the miracle of Moses. Said, there he has taken 3 million people, and he has turned them into 3 million healthy people. And said they're babies, they even described, said they're babies, their teeth shine with milk, and their flesh shine like the sun, and their mouths drip with honey. You check it out, the miracle of the sacrifice. The greatest miracle that you and I can do. Of course, we'll have to do miracles. We'll have to do healings to help people, won't we? But the greatest thing that we can do in a person's life is to lead them into a personal relationship to where they can live 24 hours a day. Oh! With that heavenly blood and that heavenly body, oh, and that heavenly breath of Joel's army breathing all through them, moving all in their head, moving all in their life. Oh! Let's get ready. Unbelief, lack of faith, buffets you, causes unrest. Take your mantle, look on his face, whisper, Lord Jesus, unbelief hath died. Smite gently with your mantle from spirit to head. Ooh, 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 ooh. To establish your life in living faith of grace, take your mantle and look on his face. Do it there now, eyes. Smite gently from spirit to your mind. Breathing unbelief has died. Feel his faith come alive. Now I'm going to tell you a secret. But I believe it's going to fall on some fertile ears. You know how that Bible comes alive to me? You ever understand? Have you ever wondered why I could just flip that Bible open and go, phew? Turn the Bible over. Don't try to understand it. The secret is it don't wrestle with that word. Because if you strive with that word, you smite the rock. If you smite that rock, it turns back on you. You remember how Moses smote it? God rebuked him for it. Don't wrestle with that Bible in your mind, because you're smiting Christ. You're smiting the word or the rock. Learn to let your mind and learn to speak to it. Take your mantle. Watch me. Every living thing hath died. And begin to breathe through it. Hath been made to understand. Hath understood. And you go to reading along, first thing you know, those scriptures go, they go putting in your mind. Oh, and then you'll just turn them into prophecy. That's the way it works. You've seen me do it. Sat right there and tried to duplicate it and got in trouble. You've seen me flip open that scripture. You can flip it open any place you want to. If you want me to prove it, just throw me a Bible out there. You mean you want me to prove it? You don't believe it? No, you don't want me to prove it. But you've seen me do it hundreds of times, haven't you? Take the Bible and just throw it open anywhere you want to. Hath been given me understanding. And just prophesy. Give it here. That's all right. You won't offend me. Oh. Somebody just throw it open in there anywhere. Oh. I'm going to go through it. Oh. Every living thing hath died. I don't have to do this now, but I went through it before. Psalm 70 hath been given me. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Yea, and surely saith the Lord, I have made haste unto thee, and I have heard the cry of thy heart, and I have finished my work, and I have stood alive in thy midst, even through the body of my son, and I have given unto thee the cry of thy heart, saith the Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Right now, this is fulfilled in your ears. Through the flesh and blood of my son and my breath, I am absolutely putting to confusion and destroying the enemies of your body, your flesh, and your mind. Oh. Let them be turned back for a reward and their shame that say, Right now, this is fulfilled. I didn't open this scripture on purpose. It just flopped open. Right now, you're coming to the place. Through the fiery flesh and the fiery blood, you can absolutely laugh at Satan. When he attacks you, you can say, You can say, I have died. And listen to this. Verse 4. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. And you feel that already. I like that. Well, listen to this. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. After he gets through with the work in you, I want to explain that to you. After he gets through with this work in you and you get established in it, come back to him and say, Lord, said I am poor in spirit. Don't rejoice in this one work and stay there, but just confess, hath been made poor in spirit, and he'll carry you on to another one. Oh! Jesus said this. The disciples came to him. Now y'all knew better than getting me started on this Bible. Yes, Lord. Jesus told the disciples, they came to him. They'd been out healing the sick, cleansing the leper, raising the dead. He'd sent them out. And they came back to him rejoicing. Said, even the devils are subject under a name. He said, don't do that. said, oh, why? You know, when we're supposed to raise the dead, we ought to. He said, no. Said, you're not supposed to do that. Said, you're supposed to rejoice that your name is written in the book of life.
No!
So now let me tell you why. To me, he said, let me tell you why, okay? He said, here's why. If you get to rejoicing in the works, the devil comes in there and puffs you up and makes you proud and vainglory and said, you stop growing, and said, that's as far as you move in me. I'm poor and needy, Lord. All right, I said, Lord, what's the secret to this thing? He said, the secret is very plain. I've already told you in the scripture, and said, maybe you'll remember it if I say it. And it hath been made to remember. If don't, I'll get my concordance and look it up. You speak it, part of it, and I'll just look it up. But he said, don't you remember I told you that after you've done all you do, then say, I'm an unprofitable servant. Oh, an unprofitable servant, Lord Jesus. Oh, oh. This keeps you moving in the spirit of Christ. This is the way he lived before the Father. Did you know this? He never stopped at one work and settled down. You always found him reaching forth for the next glory. You find Christ speaking in Paul the same way. He said, forgetting those things that are behind, said, I reach forth for those things that are before. Oh, oh, oh. Who gave me that Bible? Y'all quit there. Let's finish this thing, will you? Oh! Got me started in one night, and we stayed up all night going through the Bible. Oh! 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 Oh, the love of Jesus is something to behold. He makes us new by chewing up the old. He chews up our blood, chews up our old flesh. Even in glory, chews up our old breath. Spirit are mine. Faith in his fiery blood, fire flesh and fire breath. Breathing hath been, all living things have died. Brings you rest in your body, spirit, and mine. Ooh. 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 I know this is too great for your mind to imagine, that it doesn't work by imagination, it works by faith. It works by breathing hath been, everything hath been destroyed, and your old army of locusts makes you Satan from your body void. Oh, I'll do what I've done many times back. I think I'll dance in victory on a sea of gladness and move in glory and ecstasy. Because Satan put down once more under your feet.